Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I like that promo during the break about us going to Detroit.
Yeah, man. It's not far away. It's not that far away. It's a week from Thursday that we're in Detroit, dude.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
I've never been on a road trip with you and Shane in Porth.
That's true.
How about the whole bathroom thing?
You're very concerned about one bathroom.
Are you not?
In the Airbnb.
Well, looky here, Chad. For the entire period you're in my room, I better not catch you standing up peeing. You sit down when you pee, you understand?
Four grown men in a four-bedroom house with one bathroom?
Yeah, it's not a great idea.
I thought that it was what the old-timers used to call cabin fever, kind of claustrophobic reaction which can occur when people are shut in together over long periods of time.
I'm not blaming Ryan for booking the wrong one.
I'll go ahead and blame Ryan.
No, it's not his fault.
I know.
Ryan Parth, look at Ryan Parth and Shane Reardon sitting down, they both got beards. Look at those guys. Ryan Parth.
I think it is. I think it qualifies.
It's no one's fault other than everybody's.
Well, I mean, Porth, he comes from Nashville.
Right, where everything is much slower.
Yeah, and I believe he just had like a horse and buggy there, right? I don't believe he owned a car when he lived down
there. That's why he was fine. He was like, one bathroom.
That's so many.
that's one more than I grew up with.
Is there a light in there?
Okay, that's okay, because making a happy home isn't like flipping on a light switch.
The light switch?
Our house is a very, very, very fine house. With
one bathroom.
I couldn't believe how small a house.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim.
Here we go.
Here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
The countdown is on. There is intrigue about the ninth overall pick in the Chicago Bears and who will snap at who first with four members of the Score staff for two nights in Detroit.
My money's on Shane, but that's because he's dealing with a situation. No.
Are you staying both nights? Are you going to be there Friday night too in the house?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we got
two nights together.
Two nights together.
Let's play
four
cards.
Four people, huh? One bathroom.
Four of us playing cards late into the night. Who's in?
That'd be fun.
Oh, look at that. You're both in. I like it.
I'll do whatever.
All right.
Go out to a nice dinner. Check out the draft. Go back to the house. Have some cocktails.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Exactly.
Just dreaming about Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze.
I do have a reservation for us on Friday night.
I know. Very excited about that. It's going to be lovely. It's going to be an excellent time.
Did we check? Are the Tigers are in town, right?
They are in town against the Royals that weekend.
They are in town against the Royals.
Yeah.
So Benetti owes Shane some tickets.
We have the Royals at home. I don't want you guys watching them.
That's true.
Appreciate it.
That's true. I get it. I get what you're saying.
Oh, now I see.
Now
it.
You got it.
I get it.
Let's wake up, everyone.
Yeah, let's wake up. Let's go.
All right, my bad.
Let's go.
Let's get to that Jed re-rack now.
Let's get on Tanny's level here. That's my bad.
The Caleb Williams stuff is still happening, by the way, all over the internet. You saw the video that the guy put together the other day with like Caleb and the fake fashion video of Caleb as walking down onto the runway, and Caleb retweeted it and just kind of laughed at it and then teased, the way do you see my suit, with my suit and my lady's dress.
Yeah, he says his outfit is going to be a true one of one.
One of one.
And you know what? Good.
When you read that and said, wait till you see my suit and my lady's dress, I was like, oh, is he playing with this idea of him wearing a suit and a dress? No, he means his lady's dress.
That is
the lady's bringing.
I never thought of that for a second.
There was no apostrophe. So it was a punctuation misread.
Sure.
By me.
Yeah, no, he's saying his lady, his yes. girlfriend, his date, whatever their status is. Her dress is apparently going to be excellent.
Okay, good.
His suit or outfit is just apparently going to be excellent.
Yeah, just saying, it was all right there. And then there's still Commanders fans dreaming of the haul that the Bears are going to get in exchange with the Commanders for trading down. I saw a blog out there yesterday of like,
oh, that's adorable.
Oh, what a proposal. Proposal has the Commanders fans dreaming of Caleb. It's like, none of that is happening. None of that is happening.
No.
They've already started the install.
Yeah, he's hanging out with players on the Bears. He's met the coaches. They're doing stuff. Absolutely.
He's got the playbook. Like yeah. they've gone ahead and started offensive install with their prospective number one pick.
Yeah. This is
ship has left the port. Cow has left the barn.
Yeah, the port, right? The potty.
The cow has left the port. The ship has also left the barn.
I think that's how the saying goes.
Yeah, nailed it.
Benjamin Solak does good work for the Ringer. Maybe people are sick and tired of this, but I am not at all sick and tired of national, respected, non-hot take people. These are like, you know, film nerd, analytic guru types looking at the Bears and be like, you know, pretty good.
The Bears might be entering the best era of Bears football here in a second. There's not no Rex Grossman we got coming down the hill now with Caleb Williams. All right? There's no Jay Cutler we got coming into the room. Caleb has a really good shot to be the best quarterback in Bears franchise history. It's always an unreasonable thing to say about rookies, but in the case of the Bears, it might actually be true. Caleb could, in his rookie season, become the first Bears quarterback to throw more than 30 passing touchdowns in a season. That's not unreasonable. That's not at all. If he starts 17 games, he absolutely should be able to pull that off. He's a fantastic, fantastic prospect. The Bears also have, obviously, you know, another top 10 pick, right? They have this 9 overall selection, which... Man, as this board has fallen, as if four quarterbacks go top six, four quarterbacks go top eight, that pick really could end. Like, what if it's Roma Dunze? Dude, it might really just end up being Roma Dunze. Two picks in the top 10 going into a roster, Shield, going into a depth chart that, man, down the stretch last season. Back half of last year, Chicago Bears playing some good football games, all right? Defensively, quality contributors across the board. Montez Sweat trade was good. Jalen Johnson took a step forward. The TJ Edwards signing was good. The Tremaine Edmonds signing, probably too expensive, but was still good. The Tyreek Stevenson draft pick. Like, they have dudes on defense. Offensive line, best it's been in years. The DJ Moore acquisition and the Keenan Allen acquisition. Like, the Bears are pretty good, and Caleb's pretty good. And when you put a pretty good quarterback on a pretty good roster, man, expectations leap up.
Oh, God, that's adorable.
It's adorable.
He's really smart, and I enjoy him a lot and enjoy that Ringer draft pod. I've been checking it out, but I missed that. That is adorable. It sounds a lot like Danny Parkins, frankly.
Oh.
Just letting himself dream and get excited.
Yeah, I get it.
And envisioning a year one quarterback being the best one in the history of the franchise.
It's
easy to envision, frankly.
It's in play.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not in play?
Of course it is.
It feels in play to me. It feels in play. I was on Kevin Clark's show today. His This Is Football show. It's talking about reasonable expected outcomes of Caleb Williams. The low end outcomes for year one are pretty good. Like, take a quarterback and just say, all right, there were struggles, there were moments. It wasn't like Andrew Luck's rookie year was 23 touchdowns and 18 interceptions. Took over 40 sacks. Like, that's not that good.
No.
But he threw for 4,300 yards and they won 11 games.
Yeah, it's 18 picks.
Is a ton of picks?
It's a ton of picks. It's a learning curve.
Peyton Manning threw a ton of picks. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've got those files. I've got the numbers on bad rookie years by quarterbacks. We've had to research those in recent vintage as we try and talk ourselves into the possibility of progressions. I don't think that's what we're going to end up looking at, though, here.
A bunch of interceptions?
Yeah.
Well, he's
never thrown a bunch of interceptions. He's had bad fumble years and bad fumbling stretches. He's never been a big turnover guy. But people are going to have trouble conflating these things. But like, there's going to be mistakes. C.J. Stroud's rookie year is such a crazy outlier on the low end for interceptions. I think it was, what, 5 interceptions all year? Mm. That's completely ridiculous. Herbert's great year was 31 touchdowns, 10 picks. You'd sign up for 10 picks right now for Caleb Williams and not even think twice about it. I don't know how much he'll throw the ball into harm's way, but these guys, DJ Moore's productive with everybody that he plays with.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen will get open. He can make the Keenan Allen throws, the short area quickness right by the line of scrimmage throws and get him up. You know, like these guys just give him a pretty damn high floor in terms of first year production. Don't laugh at me. Don't smile at me.
I'm not
laughing.
Don't
smile at my optimism.
No.
You want to debate. You want to be cynical.
I don't. Maybe you want me to.
No.
I don't.
That was a wry smile.
It was a wry smile because I can absolutely see it happening. I can absolutely see it happening because it makes sense. You feel like you've got a GM who has been setting everything up, has been setting up a nest in spite of perhaps the best interests overall of Justin Fields. He has been setting up the organizational nest to drop a quarterback into, and the good fortune ended up delivering him this particular quarterback. And it's just freaking remarkable. It's the kind of happenstance you dream of. It's the kind of thing that makes Jed Hoyer bring it up and say, yeah, that one worked out pretty well. Like a guy to be able to look across sports and say, oh, wow, that trade worked out pretty well, because it's just freaking remarkable. So, no, it's hard for me to imagine it not working early on because of the nest that is being prepared and because of how good this kid is. And it's why people get excited. It's why Ben Solak's voice jumps higher still, you know?
Than we even thought it could go.
Because you start to envision it, and it's a pretty low bar to begin with, and it just makes all the sense in the world that you're picturing very good things happening.
Have you had any more thought on who the best quarterback, like who the highest rated quarterback is to bust? You know, all these guys get grades before the draft as prospects.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who the highest graded guy is who straight up busted, not who underachieved.
Yeah. I don't think we can call Jameis Winston a bust. I wonder what the definition is of that, because that is a guy who's still in the league now, still has a backup and still present.
He's got a 30-touchdown season.
He's got a 30-touchdown season.
I think it also came with 30 interceptions, though.
Yes, it did.
One of the craziest seasons ever.
He's the Ronald Acuna Jr. of the NFL with 30 years. Absolutely. But, that wasn't a 5,000-yard season, was it?
No. That
was close.
Oh, no, it was.
Was it 5,000?
Yeah, it was. 5,100 yards, 33 touchdowns, 30 picks on 60% completion.
Ooh, that's low.
That's a crazy Bruce Arians, we're just going to throw the ball 600 plus times a year kind of season.
Yeah.
That's a weird season.
Yeah, it is a weird season. And if that's the good one, maybe as a one overall, you do call that a bust. But it's not.
But to your point,
it's not a Jamarcus Russell level bust. It's not a Ryan Leaf level bust.
No, it's 5 years with the Bucs. It's 4 years with the Saints. It's 141 passing touchdowns, 22,000 passing yards.
I mean,
it's a real career.
Yeah, it's a real bona fide NFL career.
But that's a pretty good answer.
Because he
obviously did not live up to being the number one overall pick. God, I forgot that was a 5,000-yard season. I'd watch a 20-minute documentary on the 2019 Jameis Winston season.
And he was a different caliber of number one overall quarterback than Jamarcus Russell. You know, it's like than Baker Mayfield. Jameis was thought to have a higher floor than those guys. He was thought to have been in the catalog, wasn't he? Like in terms of what the representation would be, because that's what we need is a ranking of those one overall quarterbacks.
Yeah, maybe I'll text Matt Miller. Not that he's not busy or anything, getting ready for the biggest 2-day stretch of his career and life. But
he knows everything already.
Yeah, I know
those guys have already done all the research.
But I'll text him and say like who, because my working theory is that the guys who are graded anywhere around where Caleb is, they don't bust. They may be underachieved, but they don't bust. And then when you factor in how good the team is around him, it's what puts this into a situation where it feels like the floor is very, very, very high.
Yeah. I'd have to – I'm curious to look back and find out how highly Tim Couch was thought of as a true stud quarterback prospect, not merely the best of his class.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a loaded class, obviously, with Donovan McNabb and the Bears went Cade McNown and Dante Culpepper and Achilles Smith. Yeah. There's a ton of them.
Yeah, my guess would be Ryan Leaf, but I don't know. I'd have to I'll ask Matt Miller and see if I can have an answer on it.
The best of the quarterback prospects who busted.
Yeah, who is the highest rated prospect to bust? If you missed our conversation with Jed, it's coming up in about 10 minutes. We still have some Cubs tickets to give away. Be listening for the Michael Bush home run. Draft coverage on the Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. People can also listen to the rewind feature and go back and check out the whole conversation with Nico Horner. He's an interesting guy to interview because he's very comfortable with us, and he's got a dry sense of humor, and he's very smart baseball-wise, but he doesn't love talking about himself when it's positive. I feel like when we're talking about something negative with him, he has no problem taking accountability and saying he gets to get better. But last night was the Nico Horner game, and I don't know how – did you feel like – I mean, I feel like he was like, it was really fun, it was awesome, but I did get a sense of genuine – like, all right, guys, come on. How much more are we going to talk about me?
Yeah.
Are we going to keep talking about me and that awesome hit that I had and that awesome base running?
Actually, I didn't feel that as much. I went there with you because it was fun to needle him on it a little bit. And he has had that. But
maybe I'm projecting about how I feel like I know that's just not his favorite parts of the interviews is when we're talking, like trying to get him to brag on himself.
I think he needed that game, man.
That was my working theory.
I think he really, really needed it. And that... that joy after he crossed home plate with a wonderful bit of aggressive base running and just kind of sensing it as he crossed home plate, he's like, I just tied up this damn game. It looked the level of exuberance was high, but also he's looked uncomfortable at the plate. And I know we asked Craig Counsell about it on Friday. He said, oh, no, he's the same guy. Hasn't looked like the same guy to me. Has looked awkward. And we asked him directly, like, is there a change in approach? You were on it and asked about it last week. I asked this week about, like, are you – your numbers are down in terms of swinging outside the zone. Is that conscience? But a lot of people out there are writing about it and seeing what appears to be a different approach under a new manager, taking more pitches, swinging a little bit less. And then I don't think it's a coincidence that after he scores that run to tie the game, he does a classic Nico bit of C-ball swing hit ball at an incredibly high pitch out of the zone for the game winner 2 innings later. You know, like once you get a little more comfortable, then do whatever the hell you want and trust yourself a little bit more. And it looked like that's what happened in the next at bat, if you ask me.
Yeah, he was... very self-aware, though, the next day that that's not something that he's supposed to. So, yeah, next time that'll be a take.
Uh-huh.
Next time that'll be a take.
Hey, man.
Or not.
Kirby Puckett had an incredible career doing that. Vlad Guerrero Sr. had an incredible career doing that.
I don't think he's those guys.
That's why they're asking him to do it less.
Right.
He's not those guys.
Yeah, but even if he didn't need it, Nico fans needed it. He's so likable. And they really had been struggling with the bat. And for as good as the offense has been at putting up crooked numbers, he was he kind of came through last night. That felt like a stolen win.
And he has not once taken offensive troubles out to the dish, or out to the field, I should say. Offensive troubles, he does bring those to the dish. Brings those directly to the dish. That's where they go to live.
If you missed Jed Hoyer, it's great. It's coming up next. I hope to see many of you at Renali's in Lincoln Park coming up at 6 o'clock. But Jed Hoyer, first comments on the Seiya Suzuki injury, the crazy game from last night, and how they're going to balance Kyle Hendricks and how many more times they can bring him out there, among other things, with the Cubs president next on the Score.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.